Today's show is brought to you by the Michigan Ghost Coast Paranormal Convention, June 29th and 30th, 2018, at the Grand Haven Community Center in the beautiful Grand Haven, Michigan. And now, let's get on with the show.
The podcast with everything paranormal. It's the 222 Paranormal Podcast, starring your host, Joe Shortridge, and this lady.
Yo, me. You.
Jen Shortridge,
it's
coming at you.
Mo and yo.
Yeah. That's it. What's going on, my brother?
I'm in a food coma.
I know, me too.
So we recorded the interview that you're going to hear in a few minutes, and then we're like, all right, let's go eat. And we went downtown, and there was a game going on, so we didn't go where we were going to go.
Yeah.
So we ended up going to the Spaghetti Warehouse and I ate way too much.
I don't know if you guys have heard of us talking about Spaghetti Warehouse, but it's this really cool restaurant. It's a chain, but there's only a few of them in the United States. And it's what makes it unique. It's in an old historic building, downtown Toledo. It's filled with antiques, old like stained glass windows, mm-hmm. statues out of old, you know, churches,
and
industrial type things.
Yeah.
A buffalo head.
And it's haunted.
And it's haunted. Joe actually did an investigation there.
Yes, I did.
Without me because I had to work.
It was during the day.
I know, but still. Yeah. There's
yes, go, we can do ghost investigations during the day.
Yeah. It's called lunch. But it's cool. You know, if you ever get to Toledo and come see us at one of our conventions or something here. That's definitely a place you got to put on your bucket list to go eat. And they have a cable car inside the restaurant going down the middle of the restaurant.
It's one of the original cable cars from Toledo.
Yeah, and you can sit in the cable car and eat. Mm-hmm. It's really cool.
And I asked them one time how they get it in there, and they actually took the front wall out of the building.
It's so crazy. To put it in there. But very cool. But yeah, Joe and I are absolutely stuffed. But we are stuffed with information also. So
today's show's cool.
Yeah.
Had the opportunity to get an interview with Bill and Connie, and they are in charge of the Michigan Ghost Coast Paranormal Convention.
Yeah, so they've, have you heard us have been mentioning them?
Yeah.
It's coming up here in a couple weeks, and it's going to be a great show. We're really excited. It's in Grand Haven, Michigan.
Grand Haven, yeah.
I've never been there.
Neither have I.
And it's on the coast, on the west coast of Michigan. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just beautiful up there, I heard. So
Lake Michigan.
I'm really excited.
It's a nice place.
I can't wait. Hopefully there's some haunted lighthouses or something up there that Joe and I can get into.
Yeah.
Or some spooky places. You know, we all love spooky places.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the interview.
All right.
And just we'll be back right after it.
All right. And on the show today, we have Bill and Connie Jones from Grasp. It is a paranormal team out of Michigan. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Yeah.
So Bill and Connie, tell us a little bit about GRASP and how you got started and what that stands for.
Well, GRASP is Gathering Research and Stories of Paranormal Phenomena. We got started about 14 years ago. Very simple. It was a Halloween night and we were in our new home and we're watching Most Haunted. I'm just going to do a stand for Jack the Ripper.
Ooh.
My wife says to me, we should do that sometime. And I'm like, what?
Were you like, what? Go out and find people and, oh.
Yeah, I'm like, why would you want to do a seance to raise Jack the Ripper?
Yeah.
You know, and she's like, no, we should go on a ghost hunt. And I said, well, that would be fun. When do you want to go? And she said, right now. So we called up Jay, our other founder, and we went out to one of the most haunted places in Michigan, Nunica Cemetery, did our very first ghost hunt. When we got done, after creeping ourselves out, walking around the cemetery, we started looking at our photos, and we found all kinds of really strange things, lights and glowing things, and we like, what's this? What's that? So we sent our photos in to a group that was already established. And they sent us back an email saying, you don't have anything. You don't know what you're doing. Don't bother us.
Really?
How cordial. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I thought that was kind of rude, but it kind of ticked me off. But it got me to start learning and figuring out what we had by my, you know, by myself, by the group.
Researching.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we found out we didn't have anything. We really didn't know what we were doing. We really shouldn't have bothered them. But it gave us the bug, and we got going with it. And about a year later, we actually started the group. And the basis of the group was simply there are people out there with questions on the paranormal, and they need someplace they can go to get answers.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we decided to be that place. And here, 14 years later, we're going strong and still answering questions.
Where's that cemetery located? I mean, I don't know if you want to give a specific location, but general area.
It's in Nutica, Michigan.
Nutica,
over here on the west side of the state. It's been ranked in a few different websites as one of the most haunted places in Michigan. But Nutica Township really doesn't want people in there, and they prosecute right and left anymore today.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
It would be between Coopersville and Spring Lake.
Okay.
If you looked on a map.
Yeah. It's a little small burg, but it's a very interesting cemetery. As far as there's more myth to it than there is fact, but there are some occurrences in there that we've experienced that you just can't explain away.
What was one of those experiences?
Well, one of my favorites is the there's a little shed, maintenance shed there on the property. And in the beginning, we went there a lot, basically to learn and to train ourselves. And we had several experiences where things were being thrown from that shed, or voices come around the side of the shed and you walk around to see who's there and there's nobody there. A lot of people have gotten some very interesting EVPs in that area. Some friends of ours sent us an EVP they captured. There was a guy and two women. The two women were walking about 15, 20 feet behind the guy. And they captured a Class A EVP telling them to get out.
Wow.
And they thought it was the guy that said it when they were listening to the recording. And then all of a sudden, right after that, they hear the guy talking. And you can tell how far away he is. And the voice is like right next to him. So, yeah, there's some good stuff.
Yeah, sounds like it.
What about the photo of the headstone?
The photo of the headstone. We took a picture, and unfortunately, due to the lovely computer systems we had at the time, we've lost this picture. But there's a little section where there's a headstone and some bushes around it. And when we took the picture, the headstone was gone.
Oh.
Wow.
Like, that would, yeah, that would raise some eyebrows. Like, what? The heck is
yeah.
And yeah, that when you said about the EVP, that's the first thing that popped in my mind is it's one of the local people going, get out of here, we don't want you.
Yeah, you know, and there's a little story that we talk about quite a bit. I've experienced it myself a couple of times, but when you're driving by this cemetery and a rainy night, when conditions are just right, it's been reported, and I like I say, I have seen this myself, where there's a little girl, 4 or 5 years old, in pajamas, in like a little nightgown type thing. And when you drive by in the rain at night, you see her in your peripheral vision, like she's standing there soaking wet in the rain. Mm. And this was so real that I turned my car around and went back there looking in the ditches and looking everywhere, trying to find this girl. But when you see her and you turn to look at her, she's gone.
Wow.
You only see her in your peripheral vision.
I just got goosebumps. You telling me that?
And that's the intrigue of what makes us do all this stuff. Yeah. When we see exactly. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That is awesome.
It's amazing.
I just wanted to let you guys know Dawn's sitting here too, and she's being really quiet, and we need to drag her into conversation.
Hi, Dawn.
Hello, Dawn.
Hello.
Don't just sit there and look at the phone. Get involved.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the convention. I know me and Jen have been doing a lot of research, and our listeners have heard us talk about it, but let's hear it from you. This sounds like it's going to be a blast.
I'm excited about this. Michigan's Ghost Coast Paranormal Convention.
One of the first in the area.
Unlike any other convention ever.
Yep, first year.
Most conventions focus on TV, celebrity, things like that. Mm-hmm. Our convention, the focus is on Michigan paranormal teams. We're going to have 5 lectures. We've got 3 groups coming down to do workshops. We're going to have a total of 6 workshops.
Okay.
The lecturers, Amber Rose Hammond, author from Grand Haven. She's written several books. And she was our mentor when we started. Now she sends people to us.
Oh, cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We've got Clemens from Mackinac Island, author and the only person authorized to do ghost hunts on Mackinac Island.
Oh, okay.
We've got another favorite, Bill Konkoleski. He is the head of the Michigan chapter of MUFON.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Great guy. We've got Chitan Noor out of the Lansing area, cryptozoologist. Yeah. We also have Beverly Fish coming, and she, I believe, is a demonologist. And
talk about demonology.
Yeah, she talks about demonology and a few other paras. She teaches some paranormal classes down in Ann Arbor. I forget what she teaches exactly, but I just know it's paranormal related. We've got our workshops. Let me get this right now.
It's okay.
Upper Peninsula Bigfoot Sasquatch Research Organization.
Yeah. That's a mouthful.
Rich Myers and his crew, they are a very well-known team of Bigfoot hunters up north. They're coming down. They're going to have a booth, and they're also going to do our workshop and teach things on taking pictures with perspective and stuff like that. We have Otsego County Paranormal coming down from Gaylord. She's going to teach about angels and prayers and the proper prayers and angels to use.
That's
to
very important.
Protect yourself.
Yeah.
And then we have the Mappet team out of Traverse City coming down. And they're going to be hosting a workshop on paranormal tech. So, I mean, we got a lot going on.
Yeah, sounds like it.
And it's a nice mix. So if anybody's coming, you know, it's just not one focus. They're mm-hmm. going to get a variety of information
exactly. yeah.
from different, you know,
and that's what
resources.
We wanted, you know. We've gone to the convention up in the UP. We've been to a few others. And they all focus on the paranormal. They all focus on just ghosts,
yeah.
spirits, and stuff like that. And we thought, you know, in Michigan, the paranormal is much wider than that.
Yeah.
You know, so we need to focus on that. And that's why we went with such a diverse group, you know. And it's going to be so much fun.
Oh, yeah. And it's cool, too, is when you said about the variety and when you mentioned about Bigfoot stuff. Bigfoot's big in Michigan. A lot of people don't understand, yeah. but there's maybe just as much or more about Bigfoot than there is of the hauntings.
Bigfoot and then the Michigan Dogman.
Uh-huh.
The Dogman, I mean, oh, man, I actually got to meet doing our promos and stuff for this up in Traverse, I got to meet Steve Cook, who is the author of the Dogman song. Him and his friend wrote the song.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we got to talking, and you know, the song was written off of the myths that they had heard over the years, and it was just completely for entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And after airing the song the first time, he got buried.
Yeah, I remember that.
Letters and calls all about people giving their versions, their stories of what happened to them with the Dog Man. And it was just crazy.
Yeah, he was shocked that this, he would, like you said, he did it as a joke. And it turns out that it's no joke to a lot of people because they've seen him.
Well,
and
yeah.
he was just blown away about it.
Yeah, and he's such a great guy. It was kind of like meeting a hero. Because, you know, I've always been a fan of that song and of the legend itself. And to turn around and get to meet him, it was so cool.
Yeah. I've never met him. It would be an honor also. So, yeah, this the event is going to be at 121 Columbus Avenue, Grand Haven, Michigan. And
421.
420. Oh, 420. Sorry. Oh, yeah. I'm just sending people to the wrong place.
And, down.
Yeah. So why did, okay, I know that you're from the area, but why did you specifically pick this location?
Well, in the beginning, we weren't quite sure how many people we were going to get.
Okay.
And so we didn't want to go and get a huge convention hall or nothing like that. And also the fact that there's been nothing like this in this area.
Yeah.
Grand Rapids does a few Comic-Cons and things like that, but they have never had a paranormal event.
Mm-hmm.
The closest ones are usually Chicago or UP or over there on you guys' side of the state.
Yeah.
Nothing has been like done like this in Grand Rapids. So we thought, well, West Michigan. West Michigan.
Okay.
So we thought, well, let's see what happens. Mm-hmm. And it's just snowballed. It has snowballed. I actually had to get more space at our convention center, our community center. We're looking at right now, the numbers are looking very promising. We're looking at an area of 500 plus, possibly as many as 1,000 guests that are confirming.
Okay.
We're looking at a group that's going to, this is going to be huge.
Yeah.
And we're just nervous as all heck.
It'll be fine. It'll be fine. So what happens Friday night, and then give us the hours for Saturday?
Friday night, there's going to be a dinner at the Elks Club. And I think the time is 8 o'clock.
8 to 10.
And after that, we're going to have a seance. excuse me. Mm-hmm. And I think the seance starts at 11 o'clock on Friday the 29th, again, we have vendors set up from noon to 2, and then the convention floor will open up from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay.
Now, the seance is also limited seating. We'll be selling those tickets at the door.
Okay.
All right, yeah.
You can go to our website and buy tickets for a lot of the other stuff right in advance.
Okay. Dinner is limited seating as well.
And is that Elks Club haunted that you know of?
Oh, really?
Okay.
We could do a whole other show on it.
Let's do it.
Well, we will.
Yeah, we did an investigation for the Elks about 10 years ago. And they had told us a number of things that people were experiencing there. It was such a great investigation that we now train people and hold events there.
Okay.
And for a person who started this as a skeptic, I can tell you that there's at least 20 different entities, different personalities that still
hang out.
they're still at the lodge, and there's so many different things that happened there that we haven't been able to positively ID anybody by name.
Mm-hmm.
We have learned different traits and personalities of so many different spirits that we can pretty much go to a certain area and say, this is what you can expect here. And it's just been crazy.
Sounds like an amazing place to be able to come out and get your feet wet.
Yeah.
You know, maybe if somebody doesn't have any experience.
Yeah.
It's one of those places that I think contributes to the success of our group, because anytime you want to train somebody to do this kind of work, you've got to have a controlled environment. Now, we can take them out to a cemetery and teach them how to debunk things real easy. But when you bring them into the Elks and they're getting actual experiences, I mean, there's no better training than that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And like you said, it is controlled, so you're not getting the dust in the air and the noises. Yep. And, you know.
Yep, and when there is a sound that's not paranormal, you know it immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Well, with the exception of one time, our group was split up into two different groups, okay? Two separate groups.
Oh, yes.
One group was on the main floor of the Elks. The other group was up in the ballroom of the Elks upstairs. Well, in listening to recordings after this event occurred, which was one big boom, the people on the main floor are going, what are they doing up there? And those of us, which Bill was in that group, and I was actually in the group up in the ballroom, and we said, what are they doing down there? We figured it was one or the other of us, and it was neither of us. And, you know, this was way back when we first started, so, you know, we didn't think to go check things out because we figured we knew it was the other guy.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. Awesome. So no clue what that was about.
One of the spirits trying to get your attention, like, hey, I'm over here. Stop ignoring me.
Well, we've got some spirits there that tell you basically to shut up. I mean, wow. We've gotten some Class A EVPs out of there, a woman's voice saying, help me, help me, help me. And a second after that, a male voice saying, watch it.
Oh.
And the second after that, you hear the voice of our investigator walking in, announcing the time to check the equipment.
Ah.
So nobody was in there.
Wow.
Yeah.
But now we've learned things from there too. We captured an EVP from the ballroom one time. It sounded like a Class B EVP. It had volume. It had length. It sounded like a full sentence. But we really couldn't tell what the words were. You could just tell that there were syllables. There was a sentence there. Fast forward a few years when we had a little better equipment, we captured the same EVP again. Mm-hmm. And this time we had it on video.
Okay.
And we could see that it really wasn't an EVP. It was somebody walking across the ballroom floor and the boards were creaking as they walked.
Ah, see, amazing. That's a great learning experience though.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, cause I don't know. I'm just thinking that's actually in a way more awesome than a real EVP because you can show people this is what you need to watch out for.
Right, right. To me, it's a win-win with what we do.
Yeah.
If we can capture an EVP and we can't explain it away, hey, we've won.
Yeah.
And if we can explain it away, we've still won.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we know what it is now. Hey, we still win.
Yeah.
I got a good story for you, too.
Okay.
We were doing an event where we were teaching people how to use different pieces of equipment and stuff. And we had a laser grid. I had it up in the ballroom and there was, I don't know, six or eight people up there with me, but they were kind of chatting. And I put the laser grid on. So it was going across the ballroom and the whole wall was all lit up. And I'm proceeding to explain to one of the people that's sitting by me that, yeah, if something goes in front of this and cuts off the light, you know, well, you could have something there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the other person on the other side of me was talking to this other lady, wasn't paying attention to what I was saying. And all of a sudden she saw that because I put my hand across the front of the laser grid. And she saw that but didn't realize it was my hand. She jumps up and she said, did you see that? Did you see that? There was just something right there.
That's awesome.
I fell down laughing. I said, yes, yeah, with my hand.
The ghost hand. Make little like bunnies and that on the wall.
Now, our so that will be Friday night if somebody purchases a ticket to be able to go in that?
For the seance.
For the seance?
For the seance, right.
And there's tickets.
You'll have the dinner that's open to the public, and that also gets a chance for a meet and greet with our speakers.
Oh,
but
great.
The seance afterwards is only 13 people because our medium doesn't want a huge crowd.
That's good, yeah.
And are tickets still available for that?
Yes, yes.
Okay, great.
But again,
well, they said it was going to be at the door,
those
right?
Those tickets aren't going to be sold until at the door. We don't want to put them in line and have them sell out right off the way and not give everybody a chance to get to them.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know,
and are there VIP tickets still available?
Yes.
Okay.
And the VIP package is the ultimate deal.
Yeah. Right. I have it in front of me here reading it, and it's like, it's awesome because it includes all the speakers, the workshops, admission to the convention.
And the dinner.
The dinner.
Yes.
Tarot card reading. You know, one tarot card reading.
the dinner Friday night. Yeah. It, when I saw this first, I was like, they're giving all this away for that much.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
This is a really, really good deal. So
the better part is when we figured out the pricing for the VIP, we wanted it to be a deal.
Yeah.
But we also have added another two workshops to the deal.
Okay. So
now your savings, if you buy the VIP, you get in there for both days for all this, and you're saving over $100.
Yeah.
That's
I do have one problem with the price, though.
What? It should be.
It's $3 too much.
Yeah.
It should be $222.
We'll work on that for next
time. Okay.
But that, you know, if our listeners are interested in that, that is an unbelievable deal. You do not find deals like that at other conventions.
Go to any other convention. Mm-hmm. You're going to get the VIP pass. It's still going to be one day.
Yeah.
Right. And you're going to pay three times
that. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know? Definitely.
You know, it's not for everybody. This is a family event. We want it to be affordable for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not in here to make a fortune off it. Yeah, we want to make some money off it. We need some new equipment, you know. But we're not looking to get rich off this. We're looking to inform and teach. And we're looking to let families come out and people come out and have a good time.
Exactly.
All about education.
Yeah, yeah.
Great. Tell us a little bit about some of the vendors that are going to be there. What can people expect to find when they come out?
Well, we've got several different ghost hunting teams from around the state coming. We have got one vendor who, this guy, I want to meet him. He sounds like he's going to be fun. He does, he sells Ghostbusters paraphernalia.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah.
We've also got
a couple of mediums.
Couple of mediums coming. We've got the Tulip City Ghostbusters coming down. They're a cosplay group that do charity work. And they're run by Kim Colleen, which we're also doing a silent auction for. We can get into that in a little bit.
Okay.
We're going to have all of our speakers have booths. We have right now five, I think.
Five speakers,
but we also have four or five podcasting groups coming down, including you guys.
Cool.
We've got, what was it, three psychic mediums down there. We were going to have a few equipment people down there. We were hoping to, selling paranormal equipment, but a couple of them backed out on us in the last minute, so they opened up a couple of spots if there's anybody out there interested in selling some equipment.
Well, they can come to our booth. We sell dowsing rods.
There you go. I made my own, and they seem to work pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, there's just a lot going to go on. It's just, there's so much fun.
Authors. Yeah. Got a few authors.
Now, one of the things that I do want to touch on is Kim Colleen. I say she runs the Tulip City Ghostbusters.
Okay.
She has a handicapped child. She has three children, one of them's handicapped, and she does a lot, her group does a lot of charity work for other charities, helping them to raise money by showing up in Ghostbusters costumes. They've got an Ecto one, and they do a really good deal. Well, Kim has recently been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Lymphoma. So we, at the last minute here, have thrown in a small silent auction.
Okay.
We've got items we're going to be putting in auction throughout the convention. We even have online on our website right now two VIP passes that people can click on the email link and make a bid on, and they will go to the highest bidder before the convention.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
That is good.
All the money from these tickets and from the auction is going to go to help Kim and her family get through this hard time.
Yeah, we can deal with that. I mean, we know so many people are going through so many hardships right now, and it's good that we can get out there and help them.
Right. You know, and this was just something that, you know, Kim, we met Kim at one of our other events, and she was thinking, she was with a group out of Kalamazoo, and she wanted to learn a few new things, and she come up and started talking with us about different things, and we made an instant bond.
Oh, that's good.
when we decided to do the convention, she was one of the first people we said, look, you know, come on, bring your stuff. We're giving you a booth. We want you here. You know, and she took it. But then we found out about this and we're like, okay, we got to do something more. We just got to help.
Yeah, she's only probably going to be there for Friday because everything tires her out so much. Yeah. But there will be coverage for her booth. And she does so much for so many other people that we felt it was time for us to do something for her.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, definitely. All right, so let's go over one more time before we let you go here. Michigan Ghost Coast Paranormal Convention is going to be held June 29th and 30th at the Grand Haven Community Center in Grand Haven, Michigan. The address is 421 Columbus Avenue, Grand Haven, Michigan, 49417. And that's at the corner of Columbus and Fifth Avenue. I checked online. There's tons of parking around. If any, yep. You know, don't worry about parking. There's tons of hotels. I did have down here the host hotel. Do you have a host hotel that everybody can call and say
right
that they're with
the convention? Right now, we've got the Baymont Hotel is working with us a little bit.
Okay.
You know, they're filling up fast. You got to, people, if you're going to come and spend the night, you got to get your hotel rooms early because this is the weekend before the 4th of July.
Yeah.
And Grand Haven is going to be hopping.
Yeah. And it's a beautiful city. I mean,
oh, it's great. There's so much to
bring
do.
Bring your swimsuits.
The musical fountain is something that everybody's got to come check out.
Really? I'm going to have to check that out.
Great. Yes, you'll love it.
And
it's been around since the 60s. They just upgraded the lights and sound system here a couple years ago. And then this year they've opened up the seating area. It's now a tiered park.
Oh, cool.
And it's just beautiful. It's something you got to experience once. And it's free.
Hey,
every
can't
night.
Beat that.
Can't beat that.
All right. And hey, Jay, you got anything to say, Jay, before we let you go?
Jay didn't make it here.
Oh.
Yeah.
he had to work. Some of us have to work weekends now and then. But
the humanity.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Bill and Connie and Dawn from Grass, we really, really appreciate you guys putting this convention on. It's going to be an amazing event. We want all our listeners to come out. Come out, come to the workshops, listen to the speakers, shop the vendors, and support a good cause.
That's it. That's the main thing, is support a good cause and, you know, get the knowledge of the paranormal out there to everyone else. Bring a friend that has nothing to do with the paranormal.
Yeah, we'll teach them.
Mm-hmm.
On the Friday, we love skeptics.
Oh, yeah.
Heck yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, everyone, for talking with us. And we will see you in a few days at the convention.
And if you want more information, what is the Facebook page or the website that they could go to?
You can go to Facebook is Facebook
Grass Paranormal Investigations.
Okay. And on our website is grasp, grasp.info or .org. We have links for all the tickets and much, much more information.
Great. And we'll post that on our site as well. So if anybody wants that information, you can go to Grasp's page or to our page. And you'll be able to get to it and get your tickets early because it's going to sell out.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So, all right. Well, thanks, everyone. And we will talk to you later.
Thanks for having us.
See you soon.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Well, Joe,
that was a great interview.
Really cool. I'm excited for this show.
I am too. I really am. And I didn't realize that there was such a haunted location that they were going to do the seance.
I know. It's so exciting.
Yeah, the Elks Lodge. I didn't realize how haunted it was till we started talking about it. I'm like, oh, okay.
You know, a lot of those type lodges are always have some kind of paranormal activity. You've got, typically it was people come together who have been in the military or served in the military or like a VFW post or something like that. You know, and then you got people who love being in the club and that's where they felt happy. And,
exactly.
You know, and who knows what kind of, you know, it could be old historic buildings that they're in, people that are tied to the club or so, you know. there?
Neighborhood. It was always a gathering place.
Mm-hmm. So that was cool because we have one here in Toledo, VFW, that they've done investigations in.
Have they?
On Lasky Road, that one on Lasky.
Oh, really? Yeah, I didn't know that.
Had activity in there. They did a ghost hunt one time. You and I, we were going to go to it, but we had a show or something.
Okay.
We couldn't get to it. But yeah, so, you know, just it makes sense that, mm-hmm. you know, like I saw a show one time, I think Ghost Adventures had done something at the post in Hollywood.
Okay.
And they had like just tons of activity in there.
Mm. Well, you figure it's a, like we said, it's a gathering place, and a lot of the gathering places like churches and, well, hospitals, but, you know, different places, they're always attract the haunts because that's where the people felt the most comfortable.
And speaking of hospitals, why aren't active, you know, like active hospitals have, why don't they have more activity? Or maybe they do and people just don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't want to talk mm-hmm. about it, or they're maybe told not to talk about it.
That's possible. I do know that the hospice places mm-hmm. around the country, and that you get a lot of near death, and mm-hmm. when someone is dying, they'll see their family members or they'll talk to them. You know, so the paranormal aspect of that is huge in hospice, but you don't hear a lot of nurses talk about or doctors talk about that.
Interesting. Makes you want to go hang out in the middle of the night at the hospital. Although we've done that recently.
Yes.
Not for ghost hunting, but you know, because we have our dad.
Yeah.
But anyways, you know, just interesting. Speaking of haunted hospitals, Joe and I may be going on a ghost hunt hopefully soon.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, we're excited about that. And also, we want to let you guys know about a haunted location that you can come to.
Yep.
And it's going to be amazing. So we are going to the South Main School in Bowling Green, Ohio on July 22nd. It's a fundraiser for our show. Admission is free, but they're asking mm-hmm. for a $5 donation if you can. But, you know, it's going to be from 12 to 4.
Yeah.
And tell everybody a little bit about the school, Joe.
We've done investigations there before, and they are holding, they are opening two paranormal teams to do investigations there. What's neat about this location is, like you said, it's a school, it's a gathering place, mm-hmm. but there's no electricity and no plumbing right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're working on, that's part of the fundraiser, is they're trying to put back into the school to bring it up, I don't want to say up to code, because it's up to code, mm-hmm. but they don't have the funds
just
to have
improvements
the,
to open
the things
it.
Turning on. Yeah. The big thing is the plumbing. You know, mm-hmm. you can get by with no electricity because mm-hmm. it's a haunted location and that's kind of what you want,
mm-hmm.
but not having the plumbing, it's really hard to, because your investigations, if you have to go to the bathroom, you have to go down to the bar, you know?
Yeah. But, you know, you can always put a porta potty in or something like that. But no, it's going to be a great time. So, you know, come out and it's a fundraiser for the show and also for the school.
Mm-hmm.
But what's great about it is it's very affordable to go hunt there if you want to bring your team in. Like Joe and I went down and there was a team celebrating their 10-year anniversary together. Paranormal team, you know, so it's just a great place, but you can come through the day,
mm-hmm.
Check it out. You're willing, you know, they're allowing, you know, people to take pictures in there, and you know, it's cool from the attic to the basement.
Yeah.
And
the
all
attic
the
is
levels.
Cool because there was when they added on the second half that has a gym and all that, there's a wall up in the attic.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the people that were students there came back and signed the wall.
Yeah.
And that's the cool thing, too. We say it's a fundraiser, but it's also just an open house for people that went to the school
mm-hmm.
or people that want to come out and just come into a haunted location for a day and just walk around and meet a lot of the people in the paranormal field because they're planning on having a lot of people just come to visit.
Yeah.
And it's a great way to talk to the people in the paranormal field without having to go to a convention and stuff.
Right, yeah. So for, you know, a small, minimal amount, you guys can come out, meet us, greet us, meet, you know, Haunted Toledo is going to be there. Chris and Sarah, Fringe Paranormal, who runs the haunted school, is going to be there. And a lot of our friends. So, mm-hmm. you know, if you are curious about the paranormal and you haven't been to a haunted location, this is a great place to come out during the day.
It's on a Sunday.
Yeah, it's a Sunday. You'll be able to come out, hang out, take a tour of the mm-hmm. school. And, you know, it won't be that intimidating if you've never ghost hunted. You'll be able to be in a haunted location, but during the day.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, so come on out and enjoy the day. But definitely come out to the Michigan Ghost Coast Paranormal Convention.
It's going to be great. It's going to be amazing. They haven't had one in that location, so yeah. In that side of the state. Mm-hmm. And what a beautiful time to travel.
Yeah.
But
so thanks for listening this week. Get up there on our website. Check out all the new things we did at the website. And if you enjoy the show, share it with your friends.
Yep, appreciate it. Bye, everybody.
See you later. Let's leave with Crud from Detroit. Goodbye.